time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Governor Newsom came up with as stupid of an idea as I have heard. He wants to limit family functions to 3 units. In other words, the parents, for example, and 2 kids. What if there are 4 kids and 2 sets of grandparents and a cousin or 2 and maybe some friends that you want to ask? How are they going to enforce that? Have the cops pull up to a house with too many cars around it? In order to beat that, you'll have to park around the corner and up the street a ways. How are they going to arrest him? There is no law against it. And what will they charge him with? Too many family members at Thanksgiving dinner? Come on, Gov. Get real. A man riding a bike on Broadway was killed a couple of weeks ago. I've heard someone from the city saying they're going to make Broadway safer. The man on the bike pulled out in front of the van and was killed. How do you think that made the driver of the van feel? Actually, if you follow the rules, Broadway is already safe. Ride on the side of the street if you're on a bike and cross at the lights. If you must cross on an unsignaled street on your bike, get in the flow of traffic, make a left turn signal, and turn when it is safe. Drivers, pay attention. Watch out for idiots like the man who rode the bicycle in front of the van. If everybody follows the rules, Broadway is already safe. We watch Channel 130 a lot and enjoy the old westerns and other old programs. We are so sick and tired of hearing Joan Amath and others push Medicare and also Rocket Mortgage and animal cruelty ads that on the TV is muted more than it is live. Joe Biden has enough electoral votes to win the election. I personally am not in favor of the Electoral College. It was a necessary step back in the old days, but in these days of instant communication, it is not needed. This time it came okay. But last time, Hillary Clinton actually got more votes than Donald Trump. Another thing I was not happy about was votes being voted and turned in after the election date. They had plenty of time to get them there by election day. I was sorry to hear Sunday morning of Alex Trebek's passing. We watched him just the night before, and he looked pretty good, but we don't know how old that program was. He will be greatly missed. Let's not forget the blood bank, as they are always in need of blood, and they do a wonderful thing for the community. And also be sure to help the Salvation Army with your donations. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.